In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday, fellas. And look, It's Friday. We know Reggie started on Monday.
Oh, God.
I got to get used to this now.
No, you don't.
Say whatever works, man. Yeah. Say whatever works.
So we know we started this new show on Monday. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is probably the first time I never really got to know Reggie as much as I should. I usually ask people their music takes and stuff like that just to kind of get a feel for their personality.
Sure. Okay.
And we never dabbled. I think the one time I asked Reggie anything about music was who won between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
And if you have an answer other than Kendrick Lamar, you lying to yourself.
You can't be lying to yourself.
Like, you can still like old dude, and that's fine, but you're not going to lie to yourself and say that he won that.
Exactly. So I want to put Reggie to the test right here, and I'm going to play this clip. So R&B artist Tank was on with Stephen A. Smith, and he said, who is better than the GOAT?
What did you say about Chris Brown compared to Michael Jackson?
Chris Brown is, in fact, better than Michael Jackson.
What? Do you understand what you're saying? Tank, do you understand what you're saying, my man? Chris Brown is special, but better than Michael Jackson, 13-time Grammy Award winner. Michael Jackson, the Thriller, the highest selling album of all time. That Michael all Jackson. Time.
Things evolve, my brother.
He said things evolve. I want to get your thoughts.
They haven't evolved.
I just absolutely love that Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people that are like, oh man, he's just doing it on TV. No, that's how he is. Because that was him on First Take, except not, because he was doing the exact same thing. Like, I was expecting him to be like, now don't get me wrong, Chris Brown is a dear friend. However, No, but yeah, not
he's a brother of mine.
Yeah. We have coffee every Thursday. But I cannot believe. No, I'm just like,
what do you think of that statement,
from
a music standpoint?
I can't get with it. And, like, I also have to be very clear, like, in order to be transparent here, Chris Brown is not, like, I don't love the Chris Brown. Like, he is pretty good at what he does. He's a dance-ass dude, mm-hmm. and he does it pretty damn well, right? But Chris Brown isn't my cup of tea necessarily. He is good at what he does. It's just really hard. It's really hard to have him come for Michael Jackson, especially when you consider, like, the incredible production that Michael Jackson had when you talk about Quincy Jones. And then also, like, the vocal production that Michael Jackson was doing himself, right? The stories that we have had, yes. And maybe it's just, like, the myth that we've built over time of, like, the ways in which he's composing a song, even though he's not a musician necessarily. Like, when I talk about instrumentalist, mm-hmm. right? He's singing the parts to all the parts because he knows exactly how he wants it to sound, and he gets to that place. Plus, then we get to, like, the celebrity of it all.
Yeah.
It's just hard to knock down that level of myth, that level of legend with Chris Brown, who, you know, has plenty of warts in there as well his good music and such.
I was thinking, you know, Chris Brown is like flag football guy compared to Patrick Mahomes. That's the comparison to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're a flag football guy.
All right.
Hey, Michael Jackson, it's tough to get on Michael's level, man. That's how I always look at it.
The 100%. Only one who has is Taylor Swift. It's true.
We had this argument so many times. We ain't got to go.
No, it's true. And I'm the biggest Michael Jackson fan of all time.
I will plead the fifth.
Yeah. You said get on his level. Taylor Swift.
You know, I'm going to put both of y'all to the test at this point. Let me, I'm going to do.
It's my first week, man. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do, man. It's my first week.
Yeah. He's biting his tongue. No, the reality, it's hard to accept that reality. It's hard for me to accept that reality. But in terms of pop icon in the top 0.1%, there's Michael Jackson and there's Taylor Swift. They're both in that top 0.1%.
So they're in the same sentence.
Yes. In terms of that characterization. You don't have to like one versus the other.
No, I hear you.
But in terms of where they are, she's at that level.
But see, that's the... See, the, I ain't want to get into this.
Yeah, because we got other things to do.
You know I'm a fisherman, man. Yeah, that's right. I can reel him in.
The bait is out there.
I can reel him in.
There's absolutely more things to get into. But like, one of the tough things about it is also we have to consider, and no pun intended, I just realized that it's going to be that, the different eras that we're talking about here.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Like, Michael Jackson was doing this in an era where, like, the free flow of information is not nearly at the level of this one.
No, that's fine.
And in some ways, you could say that there's also kingmakers that could be made in that way, right? Like, there's more of a monoculture. Yeah. So that, I guess you could say that's a benefit in his way. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not here to, you know, deny that she is worldwide and has, like, a giant scope. It almost feels blasphemous to compare that to Michael Jackson. And maybe that's my issue here.
And by almost, he means it feels blasphemous.
Yeah. So I want to put y'all to the test. You could join, too.
I got my answers already marked. All right. I marked up the doc.
All right. Michael Jackson or Prince?
I want to say I'm a Prince guy. I think I might be a Michael Jackson guy. I like both of them quite a bit.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
Mike Jack was played in my house.
Yeah.
But when I learned about Prince, like when I did my research about Prince, I really rock with this here.
This is the closest argument of all of them. Like, yeah. Prince is, come on.
Yeah, no.
But it still is Michael Jackson by a smidge.
Yeah, nah, it's close. Tupac or Biggie?
This is a fun one because I feel like Houston, when we talked about like that West Coast, East Coast time, mm-hmm. I feel like Houston got grafted into the West Coast side of this. And maybe I'm talking to Mike Easter. Y'all tell me. But it feels like, you know, and so when I was younger in Houston, I was like, Tupac. As I've gotten older, it's Biggie.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, too, because Scarface has a song with Tupac. He worked mm-hmm. with Tupac. Mm-hmm. So I guess by default, he was rolling with Pac.
Yeah, I just absolutely love, like, Tupac is a lot about how he makes you feel. And that's like, that's incredible. Like, Biggie, there's just some there. I think the depth of like some of his music making, while he was an incredible, you know, rapper and everything, but you knew what Bad Boy did to like make the persona, but then you heard the depth of what was underneath that.
Yeah,
like that resonates with me so much more as I've gotten older.
Yeah, I'm Biggie as well.
Biggie,
okay. I have my marked out. He knows what my answers are.
All right, Swisher House or Screwed Up Click? I don't know. I know you're kind of young, but which one are you rolling with? What crew?
Swisher House.
Swisher House.
Yeah, okay.
3 for 3, man. We're
okay. Yeah. Okay. No Limit or Cash Money? We're going to go to New Orleans.
This one I bounce back and forth on. I'll go with Cash Money.
New Orleans. No Limit. Yeah. No Limit. Okay.
Yeah. We're just trying to match. You're just trying to match is what we're doing here. We're playing match game.
Yeah.
All right. This is the big question right here. Do you still listen to R. Kelly?
I do not. I'm out. Here's my thing with R. Kelly, right? The things that he was doing, he got it into music.
Oh, yeah.
How I feel, man. Because some of the songs on there, I just can't hear it the same anymore, man.
Like, especially he called himself the Pied Piper of R&B. Do you know what the Pied Piper is? It was a dude who came through, like, in a folk story, like, came through the town,
right.
played his pipe,
and lured all the children
away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How am I supposed to listen to that?
Yeah.
And how am I supposed to happy people? Yeah. Like, no! I can't dance to this!
My answer to that is if it's on.
Okay.
If it's on, I ain't putting it on. But I've heard, you know, you walk around, you hear, it's good. Yeah. It's really good. But
for the most part, I don't really listen to him as much. But it is a couple songs. Like, he has some songs with Ronald Isley.
Yeah.
That's fire, man. That I still go to that one.
Yeah. I understand what you mean. I try not to judge people, and I do use the word try there. I try not to judge people who decide, because, like, hey, everybody's got to draw their line. I'm still out here listening to Miles Davis, and that was a wild woman beater in his own day, right?
Okay.
I'll still bump some of James Brown, and he had his issues as well. Like, everybody draws their line. That one in particular is just like, I can't
do that. I can't do that.
All right, so I'll get you out of here on this one. What's your go-to genre of music, not named hip-hop with R&B?
This is a good question, and I think the answer has to be jazz in various fashions. Like, I'll listen to fusion. I'll definitely listen to smooth jazz. There's a lot of different, like, acid jazz in particular.
Dang.
I'll get into
you
a good
jazzy
play.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny enough, like, I grew up, like, locally there was a jazz station. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to that, like, doing homework and stuff, but I like a lot of stuff. Like, I did mention, like, yacht rock and stuff is what I'll get into, and like some other rock spaces as well. Funk is a big one as well.
You're talking,
but
yeah,
like, we go funk and we go like real rhythm and blues, as opposed to kind of like where we've seen R&B tracks to.
Yeah,
I'm in on as well. So like, there's a lot of different things, and funk and R&B would have been another easy one to throw in there, especially because you can see like the sampling influences, and jazz and funk both have those sampling influences in R&B, so it's an easy kind of alleyway between both of those as well.
Okay, I think I learned a lot about you.
Ooh,
now.
Oh boy, there's some people that are mad that I said Swish House. For me,
that's
personally.
Hey, we got some OGs on the text line, man, that grew up on that Screwed Up Click, man.
I hear you, and I'm not saying that I don't like Screwed Up Click. I just he gave me a one or the other kind of proposition here. don't hate me.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, Figgy's mixtape. I can't talk. On Sports Radio 610 on a Friday. So, speaking of R&B, Tyrese Gibson, who's an R&B singer/actor, was on The Breakfast Club. Actually gave a really good interview.
Okay.
And I want to know from y'all, did he take it too far with this comment? So, he was on there. He was kind of giving, pretty much dropping some gems. He was pouring his heart out in the interview, and he made this weird comment, and the whole room just lost it. I want to know if he took it too far with this comment.
None of this jewelry on my arm is real. Don't love me because of no diamonds. Take all this. This bracelet right here was $23 on Amazon.
Are those earrings real?
No. You know why it's not real? Because I've lost so much of this. I just spent $500,000 on the. I called Jacob the jeweler. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I don't lose no sleep over trying to win the popularity contest from showing up with all this jewelry that I'm going to leave on a nightstand and have a housekeeper to say, I don't know. I'm sure you don't know. I'm sure you don't know what them $250,000.
$250,000. Earrings is that?
I don't know. We looked everywhere. I'm sure you looked everywhere.
That motherfucker
tired 2 weeks later.
Did he take it too far with
only
that?
With the accent?
Yeah, you didn't have to do. But you know what? The one reason why I might kind of, and look, I'm not in a position to give him a pass, so I'll acknowledge that up front. Is that didn't sound like a generalization. That sounded like he dealt with a specific person.
Oh, he was very specific.
He gave us specific numbers on the amount. He gave. He was just recreating a moment. In fact, he was into that moment because they were asking him a question. And I felt like he was dealing with Vietnam flashbacks in that moment.
I'll tell you what,
I don't know.
He had me till that. Like, he had me. I was like,
he
you
was
know what?
Then.
He's making a good
he
point.
He was spitting.
He's making a really good point.
Do it look
you know,
good?
If you don't have to, you know how you know you have a lot of money? You don't have to show that you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and he was one of those guys. But he lost me.
when he said,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a real person that was a particular person that he was mad at in that moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nevertheless.
Yeah.
All right. So another one, man. So I ran across this clip not too long ago, but you guys like sushi, right?
Oh yeah.
I'll do sushi. Yeah. I haven't fully explored all the boundaries. Like I will stick to the safer waters. Like yeah, I'll dip my
California
toe in
roll.
California roll, that type of stuff from tempura. Yeah. But like I need to. I'm going to dip further into that space. But I do like sushi, at least in the very low end.
So when y'all go to a sushi restaurant, what kind of music do you expect to hear inside of a sushi restaurant?
I'm trying to think.
Good question.
I think it has varied. I've got two sushi places that we go to pretty regular. It almost is like kind of like a radio station, soft, you know, soft rock or something like that. That's about all I can remember.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, because this clip I'm about to play is from the cartoon from the 90s, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
And in this clip, he was at a sushi restaurant for the first time trying sushi. And I want to know, did they take it too far with the music they had playing in this background?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah.
That's all I needed. Yep. I can name that tune in two notes. I can.
So, Doug, now you got your chopsticks.
Yeah.
What kind Terrible. Of sushi are you going to eat,
That's
huh?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'll have whatever you're having.
Yeah, that's.
That would be the Takanori Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Nah.
What? Come on now.
Fish? Like fried fish sticks?
That's the animated version of Therese Gibson.
Did they take it too far with that music?
Yes, they
did. I couldn't believe. And it's funny because I used to watch Doug as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't remember that episode. Yeah. I'm like, man, why would they do that?
It's amazing how much, like, we thought we were so enlightened, especially racially, in the 90s. And you look back and you're like, we were wild. What?
We were racist.
We were wilding out there, man.
If I was over there in Asia and seeing that, I'm like, man, I'm never going to America.
Yeah, but if look, and I'm not saying that it was right again. If they wanted to get mad at when we had bad Asian stereotypes, they'd have stayed mad all damn time, man. Oh my God,
they would have stayed mad. That's for sure.
We good, Figgy? Got anything else in the mixtape?
One more thing.
I'm gonna
get on a lighter note, or a lighter note. Have your parents ever came up to your job just to kind of see you work?
That's a good question. I don't think. They have, no.
I'm kind of not disqualified for that. My dad died by the time I really got, going, and my mom was in San Antonio, so I would send her clips, but never really come to the job.
Yeah, so I ran across this clip from a reporter who was on the street getting ready to do his job, and then his mother decided to drive by in the car to see her baby work.
Is it this is my mom, hold on. I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you. Did you record that?
I like that. So, but this is something my mother would do.
That is precious.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, you know what? I love that when it's not me. Yeah. Like, that's the thing is when you are the one being embarrassed. But like,
that's my boy.
What's hilarious is
that's my boy.
I know that I don't feel like that person. It's embarrassing for that person if I'm watching their parent. I'm just like, yo, that's cool. You can tell that she's got a lot of love for you.
Yeah.
But if it's my parent, I'm like, yo, calm down.
Get out of here.
Move along.
Yeah. No, I can see my mother 100% doing that.
That's awesome.
I think my mom would play pretty cool. I'm happy to say that. Although I haven't seen it tested out. We'll see. All moms turn into moms in those moments, don't
Everybody
they?
Everybody at the senior center in San Antonio knew everything about me.
Yeah, my mother, she'd call once in a while. What radio station you work at again? Where can I listen to it?
Yeah.
I've gotten that question multiple times this week, and I don't think that they've listened yet. I still don't think.
My mom do not listen. My father listens. Shout out to my dad. He listens every
almost
day,
every
man.
Day, right?
Yeah,
All
man.
Right, Pops, what's up?
Yeah.
There you go. In the loop, little... Figgy's mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. One more segment to go before we hand it off to the drive. Coming up next, who did you fanboy over when you had the opportunity to meet them? Obviously, in our business, we get a chance to meet some folks as well. But for you, 713-572-4610, who did you fanboy over? We'll discuss it next.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.